So let's turn in our Bibles to the 145th Psalm. I'm going to talk about a subject that's very dear to my heart. I just believe that there are people here that are still climbing mountains and still faced with problems and have got heartaches. There's some of you that smiled and sang the songs today just like everything was lovely. But if the truth was known, your heart is heavy as lead and you're facing a difficult time in your life. And I'll tell you, those of you that have been down on planet Earth very long know that there are situations that none of us are really able to handle ourselves. And I want to encourage you this morning. I want you to know something wonderful about our God. I'm going to talk about the greatness of God. And we'll just start off by going down through this psalm. I might just stop every now and then and say a word or two about some of these verses. But that whole 145th psalm, if I would have had another hour, I would have read the 147th psalm too. These psalms tell of the greatness of God. But let's just read together. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. David was a very brilliant young man, but I'll tell you one thing, there's no one that's ever been able to plumb the depths or scale the heights of the greatness of our God. He said, his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. That's what I'm doing. See, I'm fulfilling prophecy this morning. I'm telling this generation how great our God is. But I'm just repeating some of the things that David said. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. And incidentally, these few verses right in here, this little group right that I'm about to read, really speak of some of the greatest things about God. And one of the greatest things is his graciousness and of his compassion. He's slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee, and they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth those that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their food or their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. See, the Lord's not just interested in our bare necessities. He said he satisfies the desire of every living thing. We have a wonderful God that's interested in the desires of our heart this morning. He said, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you he'll give you the desires of your heart. What things soever you desire, Jesus said. When you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. Our God is interested in what we're interested in today. There's not a dad or a mom in this building but what you like to do good things for those kids. I mean, you wish you could do more for them. You think our Heavenly Father's any different? I'll tell you, He just looks right on to the inside of our heart. Sometime, instead of giving us what we want right then, He has to say, wait a while. Wait a little while. But still, somehow, He makes up the difference. We just can't give our kids suckers all the time, can we? Give them a jawbreaker every once in a while, Brother Graham said. Amen. Amen. I don't know how that fella says so many things and gets away with it. But I want you to know we got a God that's not in heaven. He's right here in this building. He said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And he's interested in you. He knows your middle initial. He knows that heartache this morning. He knows that difficult place that you're in. And I want you to know my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He can help you this morning. You draw near to Him. I haven't even got through my introduction yet. I'm just talking right now. I'm going to get to my sermon in a minute. But you draw near to Him as I bring these thoughts the Lord's laid on my heart. And I promise you God will draw near to you. You draw near to Him and He'll draw near to you. He knows all about you this morning. And so David said that he's interested in the desires of our heart. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. That means it's going to be in power when our kids get grown, if Jesus tarries. That means I don't have to fret and worry about my children. I just commit them to God because God's still going to be on the throne when they face those problems that I face through life. I said, God's still going to be on the throne. Thy dominion, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, endure throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all those that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee. Now givest them their meat in due season. Seemed like I just read that. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways. A-double-L. You never question why you did this, God. Or why did this happen, Lord? The Lord is righteous in all His ways. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, and to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. Did you know the words have never been invented that can adequately describe the greatness of our God? Sometime I think perhaps we don't realize how great God really is. I don't think that even this 144th Psalm, or even if I read the 147th one, can really describe how great God is. If I preached 1,000 sermons, I could never tell you how great God is. I think even the Holy Spirit, in His effort to pen words that describe God, maybe came the closest when he called God the Almighty God. Almighty God. I'll tell you, it's wonderful that God's our Father this morning. We have that kind of Father in it. That's kind of the way, that's the way it should be. That's kind of the way that little kids are about their dad. They believe he can do anything. And you know what? They just go right to sleep. They lay their head down in 2 seconds, they're asleep. Got dad and mom's at home, you know. I mean, they've got that confidence. Our God is going to take care of us. I said, our God's going to take care of us. I don't know what you're going to face tomorrow, but I'll guarantee you one thing. There's going to be some hard places out there. It might be easy today, but I'm not a pessimist. I'm just a Christian realist. Man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. You don't hardly get out of the frying pan and you're back in the fire. I mean, you get one set of problems solved and you got another one, maybe two, waiting on you. That's just the way life is. God is right there with an interest and a concern and a burden for me and an interest and a love for me. And my God's going to see me through. Glory. I said, God's going to see me through. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. I think the longer I walk with God, and the more I learn about Him, the more I love Him, and really, I just stand in awe at this wonderful God that we're serving this morning. You just start back at the first of the Bible and start through there. The opening book itself tells us of the greatness, unbelievable greatness of His creation. God doesn't have to saw an oak tree down, count the rings to know how old it is. He saw the acorn fall. I said, He made the acorn. Now the scientists can take that little acorn and they can, through qualitative and quantitative analysis, can tell you exactly what is in that acorn, except for one thing. God put something in that acorn that makes it create a huge, beautiful oak tree. They can't find that. Brother, they know it's there because they see the oak. I got so mad at Khrushchev when he was over here. Got up there in the United Nations and took his shoe off right there before that whole assembly and banged it on the table. Telling us his cosmonauts had been out there and never found God. I wanted to write him a letter so bad and tell him, Mister, when your scientists can make a butter bean, it'll produce other butter beans. I'll listen to you. Woo! God put something in that butter bean. Did you ever stop to think when you bite down on one of those luscious plums that God made it? Or the peach, or the pear, or the watermelon. Man, don't you like watermelon? The chicken, the bear, the lion, the elephant, birds of every color, the mosquitoes. What did that evangelist say? I don't believe God would mind it one bit if Noah hit both of them. Just squished them right there. The earth, the sun, the snowflakes, the moon, the rain, the ocean, the fish, monkeys, shrimp, alligators, lizards, planets, the stars, diamonds, amethyst, emeralds, gold, silver, rubies, pearls, day, night, water, ice, rain, and the cows. I said, we got a wonderful God, haven't we? You talk about a mighty God. We've got a mighty God, almighty God. And he looked back after he'd created all those things and he said, it's good. He said, it's good. Hallelujah. And he created man and created him in his own image and in his own likeness. And you know, in his omniscience, he knows all about me this morning. Let me read you a little verse or two out of the 139th Psalm. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting, my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. That's why our ways need to be what they ought to be. God knows all about them. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. God listens to us talk. God hears us talk. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. I want you to know we are serving a great God today. An almighty God today. That knows all about us. As a matter of fact, this omniscience concerning me makes His choice for my life the best possible choice. You know, they put different things in the computer and tell you who you ought to marry. But they always miss some things that only God can see. But God knows the best for me. That's why if I can find His will, I'll have the best possible life a human being can have on this earth. It's to find the will of God for my life is the greatest thing can happen to a human. And the wonderful thing about it, the desire of God for you, is that you walk in His will. He wants His will to be done in your life. Sometime I frustrate it through ignorance. Sometime I frustrate the will of God through self-will. Sometime I frustrate the will of God by not knowing this book. If you want to know the will of God, live in the book. Read the book. Love the book. For it tells you how you ought to react in life situations. It tells you the will of God for your life. And when we walk in the will of God, the blessings of the Lord are there because He has a design for us. And His design is the best. We don't understand. A lot of times we look across the street and we see people are not even living for God. And it doesn't seem like they're having near as hard a time as we are. There are also times in our lives when things happen to us that we don't understand and they won't change. We pray, we fast, we weep, we seek God. We wait, we wait, we wait, and they don't change. But I'm going to tell you, if we love God with all of our heart, we just say, Lord, I don't understand, but I love You anyway. I love You anyway, Lord. Praise God. Why? Because in His omniscience, He knows all about us. It didn't seem too good for Joseph the way that God was leading that boy. As a matter of fact, it was his love for God and his relationship with God that got him in trouble. He started telling some dreams that he had that God had given him. And they were from God, but they got him in trouble. I mean, that boy loved God, but then just to be snatched up out of his home, how are you going to rationalize that? I mean, he didn't spend a few weeks or a few days in trouble. He spent years. But God knows the way that I take. And God's interested in you this morning. God knows all about us. Oh, how great is Thy goodness, David said in Psalm 31:19. Oh, how great is Thy goodness, which Thou hast laid up for them that fear Thee. He got a carload of it laid up for you. I said, God's got a whole truckload of goodness laid up for you this morning. Great provisions for our lives. He even will help us pay our taxes. How many believe that? You remember over in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 27, when the taxes came due and Peter didn't have the money to pay them, Jesus said, you go down and the first fish you catch will help you pay your taxes. Now that's no excuse for you men to start trying to fish. Just because it's tax time. But I said God's interested in the deepest needs of our life, whether it's financial, whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical. God made this body. He's able to heal it. He's still a great physician. He's still a great physician. His knowledge of the human body is infinite. It's perfect. It's complete. I don't know what He put some of those things in there for, like the gallbladder. And everybody says you get it out, you'll eat better. I don't know. God put it in there. Tonsils, you know. Man, I had trouble with them all my life. But God's knowledge of the human body is perfect. That means in this congregation this morning, those that might be suffering and hurting, it should be encouraging to you to know that there is a great physician that's touched with a feeling of your infirmity. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Our forefathers saw the greatness of God's power to heal the sick. That's why in the early days, every sign you saw in Assembly of God Church had on that sign, Jesus saves and he heals. I'm going to believe he still heals this morning. He can do what no other power can do. He can heal you right where you're seated today. He can touch you there this morning. He carried our infirmities and bare our sickness. But the greatest thing Jesus ever did for us was to provide a way that we could be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I don't care what you've done here today. It doesn't make any difference how dark that sin is or how many of them are in your life. Our God's so great and so wonderful that he's willing to forgive anything and everything. All manner of sin shall be forgiven. Jesus was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God, that was God on that cross. God manifest in the flesh. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And the only way he could do it was for his most precious jewel, his Son, to go to Calvary and hang between heaven and earth so that sinful man could be reconciled to God. The scripture said, greater love than this hath no man, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. But God commended his love toward us in it while we were yet sinners. Christ died for the ungodly, not for some close friend that had done things for him. Man, I hadn't done anything for God when he found me, except give him trouble. But God commendeth his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. I said we have a great, big, wonderful God this morning. Brother Granberry, I wonder if it'd be all right if we just, there might be someone here in this service today that is in the valley of decision. There might be somebody that's wasted several years of your life. All's not well between you and God. And you fear God, but somehow you've never found the courage to make that step. I want you to know there's a wonderful God that's knocking at your heart's door today. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open unto me, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. I'd like to see the hands of everyone that's been forgiven by the grace of God and through the blood of Jesus. Hold it up high. You've been forgiven. Leave it up there for a moment. I want some precious man or woman or young person to see these hands. I want you to know that's a beautiful sight to God the Father. God provided this means of salvation. Whosoever will, let him come, God says. Thank you. That's what we should have had a picture of this morning, Brother Granberry. God, how he can rescue a life that's fallen into trouble. How he could pick up a life that's hurting. How many times has Pastor Granberry told that story while Sister Carolyn sat out there praying for him, asking God to anoint him, use him? And how many of you came with hurts and with sins and you left him at the foot of the cross? And brother, we're on our way to the promised land today. The best is ahead of us yet. Did you know that? Man, we've just tasted the powers of the world to come. When you eat those watermelons and peaches and pears and plums, man, you're just barely getting a taste of some good things that's waiting on us on the other side. When you felt the love of God flow through your heart, no sins leave your life, and you felt so free, you felt so good, God said, we've just tasted of the powers of the world to come. That same wonderful God's a very present help here in this service today. And nobody understands you better than He does. He knows that road you've been walking. He feels with you today. And His sweet Holy Spirit's pleading with you. Don't waste another day of your life. Please don't waste another year of your life. You've wasted too many already. And so I'm going to ask the congregation to bow their heads and pray with me that God will help that one that may be in the valley of decision today. That'll lift that hand and say, Brother Lenny, all's not well between me and God. Now, I can't see this congregation all at once, so if you just raise your hand, take it back down, I'll never see it. But these two groups over here on my right, is there one in those groups that'll say, Brother Lenny, I fear God, and things are not quite right between me and God. That's these two groups on my right. Slip that hand, slip it up and put it right back down while I'm looking. Yes, I see that. God bless you, ma'am. You don't worry about me embarrassing you. There's no way on this earth I'm going to embarrass you, but I want to help you. I want to pray with you. And you know, two of us can pray easier than you can pray by yourself. Let me pray with you this morning. Any others in these two groups on my right? Brother Lenny, my heart's heavy this day. I fear God, and things are not right between me and God. I need His help this morning. Slip that hand up, put it right back down, please. Quickly. Go ahead. I see the sweet Holy Spirit tenderly dealing with your heart. Let's go ahead and obey. Right here in the center section. Anyone, my heart's heavy, Brother Lenny. I need God's help this morning. Quickly slip that hand up. I need God today. Hardest thing in the world to do, but God will help you. God will help you. Quickly, over on my left, is there one anywhere? Yes, sir, I see the hand. God bless you, sir. Are there others here? I need God this morning, preacher. I'm sick and tired of wasting my life. I need God's will for my life. I need to get my life straightened out with God quickly. It'll join this man and this lady that have raised their hand. Quickly, I need God. I want you to help me pray for these two and for the others that didn't have the courage to raise their hand, that they can know this wonderful God that you and I have known so long. You help me pray for them. Our kind Heavenly Father, we're so honored to come in your presence this morning, and we ask you in your mercy, please reach right down into these two lives, this young lady and this dear man. Please, oh God, help them this morning, Lord, to make a commitment. Help them, Lord, to say yes to you. Help them, oh God, today. Let the grace of God come into that life so that they can step through that door of faith and believe you, Lord, that you can meet the needs of their life. Please, let there be a special abundance of your grace directed toward them today. In the sweet name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Let's stand together all over the building as they play. There'll be some of you that will have time to spend in the altars today. Some of you may have to go. We especially want these two that raised your hand to come and join with us in these altars, and let's seek the Lord while he may be found. Come on and join us around this altar, everyone that will. Find a place to pray, and let's seek the Lord. Let's call upon him while he's near. Come right on, help us pray, everyone that will. Come on, let's make an altar. God bless you, man. Just kneel right there. Just kneel right there at the altar. There's going to be someone come help you here. Just a moment. That's right. Come right on. Yes, sir. Come right on. Come on. Let's help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Without one plea. Come on. Come on, let God help you today. Yes, that's right. That's right. Come on, my brother. Come on, that's God helping you there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Of God I come. There's a verse of that old song. It says, just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Sing that for us, choir, and I believe God's going to cleanse this morning those spots, forgive those sins. Let's draw near to him as they sing. And waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God,